Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff there. So let's what other kind of great endo tips do you have? What about I don't know, GPs are always worried about performing endo on sensitive teeth when somebody comes in pain. Anything good with that?
Absolutely. The interesting question that we used to get at every single seminar, a general dentist would raise their hand and they would say, "If I've got this patient that I placed a crown on 2 weeks ago, and they call me back and said that the tooth is sensitive every time they have something cold, and it's really bothering them. It doesn't hurt when they bite. And when I got the patient in, I took an x-ray, and it didn't look like anything unusual in the x-ray as far as periapical problems. So they didn't think it was an irreversible pulpitis. So the question comes up, when do you do a root canal? When do I know when to do the root canal on that tooth?" And that was a difficult question. And I thought about that over a number of months until finally it hit me. And the answer to that is you do a root canal before the patient's in pain. And let me explain that a little bit. Because what I found was in a case, a typical case, let's say I would do a deep composite, a large composite on a bicuspid, on an upper bicuspid on a patient. And this was a questionable tooth. It was fairly close to the pulp, but I felt I knew the patient maybe didn't have a lot of money. So I did everything I could conservatively. I would put a base in there, and I would build this big old composite restoration up. And I was really proud at what a pretty restoration it was, and I was really proud at the fact that even though it took me about 50 minutes to do it, I could keep my fee pretty low to the patient. They didn't have to pay for a crown. Now, here's what happens. If that patient goes home and then can't chew on that tooth because it's sensitive, no matter how little I charge the patient, no matter how good a job I thought I did, they're not going to be happy with the treatment they received. They're not going to be happy with whatever they paid. They're going to think it was too much. But here's the flip side of that. The flip side is I can't remember ever doing a painless single-visit root canal followed by a functional and cosmetic restoration, usually a crown, and no matter how much I charge the patient, how high that fee was, I've never had a patient complain about the treatment and very rarely complain about the fee because they like the way it looks and it chews fine and they're happy with it. So what I find is that most dentists are too timid about going ahead, biting the bullet, and doing the root canal that they know deep down inside they need. And there's no reason to feel bad about that. That's exactly what I used to do. I remember early in my career, I would get a patient in the chair that I was concerned really didn't have much money, but I wanted to help them save the tooth, and I felt I was doing a great service. If the tooth had tons and tons of caries, I would get out a 57-round burr on my low speed and just get that decay out. I would go all the way down to the pulp until I could see it pulsing, but it wasn't bleeding into the tooth, and then I would load it up with calcium hydroxide. Way back then, who knows what I would maybe use some ZOE and other stuff, and then build the tooth up. But invariably, what happens in a case like that?
Well, they come back in pain, for sure.
They come back in pain. You try so hard to do the right thing, and they come back in pain.
Mike, I'll tell you, we've all been there. I can think of numerous times that I thought I was doing the patient a favor. You know, you're saving them. You're saving them money. You're saving them a procedure. So you think you're doing a great thing for the patient, but I have a feeling what you're going to say is we're really not doing them a favor.
You're really not, because you're right. You really are happy with what you did because you think you're doing them a service. But when they come back, and here's what I find. It's easy for us to rationalize, well, the patient really didn't have money, so I did this procedure to try to avoid that. Or I really felt that the pulp had a chance. I wanted to give it a chance before we did anything. But you know what? You know, when I really look deep inside, you know, in my situation, and it might be the same with a lot of your listeners, in my situation, I have to admit that the reason I was selecting the treatment in that sequence is that at that point of time in my career, I didn't have confidence in my own abilities to do a single visit painless root canal. I just didn't have confidence in myself to do it. So I was trying to avoid it. Subconsciously, I was trying to avoid it, so I was treatment planning around it. And the other thing that happened psychologically, I can't believe how many dentists, they might do a thousands and thousands of dollars worth of restorative treatment, but they're afraid to charge an additional $500, $600, $700, or $800 on a root canal that they know is going to be necessary in a year from now. They don't want to add that to the case. Yet, we see our patients going around, like my wife, when she had LASIK surgery a few years ago for $3,000 for a 10-minute procedure, we didn't feel bad about that. But for some reason, dentists are timid about charging for a procedure they know is necessary because it's going to make their fee higher, their overall treatment fee higher. So make up your own mind if maybe when you're treatment planning your cases, if maybe you're treatment planning around root canals because either you're having to refer them out and it's a hassle, or you're having to do them yourself and you're not comfortable or confident in your techniques. So by getting over that, you might find that you'll be doing more root canals than you were before.